Hail to thee, blithe spirit, but thou never wert, that from heaven or near it, pourest thy full heart in profuse strains of unpremeditated art. In the golden lightning of the sunken sun, o'er which clouds are brightening, thou dost float and run like an unbodied joy whose race is just begun. The poet is enchanted by the divine music. He heard the birds sing. He did not see the bird, he just heard the bird. The chirpings of the bird. And he says, bird thou never wert, you are not the bird, that from heaven or near it, pourest thy full heart. You are pouring your heart out in profuse strains of unpremeditated art. We prepare, we rehearse, and then we speak. But your speech is unprepared, extempore. Your speech is coming in profuse strains like a flow, as if the floodgates of the heaven are open. You are pouring your heart out, and that's why there is such a shrill delight in your song. You are not singing to show. You are not singing for appreciation. You are not singing for acknowledgement. You just sing because it is your nature to sing. And I don't think you are a bird. You are an invisible spirit, a happy spirit, blithe spirit. Bird thou never wert, that from heaven or near it pourest thy full heart in profuse strains of unpremeditated art. The skylark represents the unbodied joy whose race is just begun. A bodiless joy, a joy which has got no body. The poet is attracted towards nature, the unvarnished nature, the taintless nature, the beauteous nature. Human mind is contaminated. Human mind has become obese, and the greatest weight it carries is the weight of other people's opinion. The bird is flying, over which clouds are brightening. Thou dost float and run, like an unbodied joy whose race is just begun. If we have to fly, we need to drop the weight. If we have to become like this bird, all the baggage, all the luggage, all the heaviness, all the burden, we need to drop. Then only we can fly. The mind is heavy with regrets. The greatest detachment is to get detached from everything that has happened in our own lives. If suppose somebody is 30-year-old, in these 30 years, different places he moved, different people who came in his life, everything. And Amrit Vela is the best time to see everything, or create a mental movie and see everything as a detached observer. Watch, pause, see, reflect. When we are in body consciousness, we see only one part. If there are 10 parts, the 9 parts are always missing. And Amrit Vela is the time to switch on this mental movie and to watch, to see what all is happening, what all had happened. What is it that is making me so heavy? Cannot we become like this bird who flies? Teach me half the gladness that thy brain must know. Shelley is saying to that bird, teach me half, not the full, just the half gladness. Such harmonious madness from my lips would flow. The world should listen then as I am listening now. If you can teach me how to sing, then one day I will also sing. And then the whole world will sing, hear me, as I am listening to you now. Teach me, bird or sprite, what sweet thoughts are thine? I have never heard praise of love or wine, that panted forth flood of rapture so divine. He is telling the bird, teach me half gladness that your brain knows, because my mind is filled with heaviness. And you are so light, you are so flying. Chorus, hymeneal or triumphal chant, match with thine would be all. But an empty want, a thing wherein we feel there is some hidden want. There's so much wanting and wanting and yearning and longing and desires. Desires make us slave. So the first point is to wake up with a purpose. Our morning should not remain accidental. It should become intentional and sacred. The very first thought when you wake up, what is it? The very first thought determines the day. The very first thought gives the direction to the day. The foundation of the day depends on the very first thought that is created. You wake up with an intention. The very first thought I am a soul. I am meeting my father. It creates a new track for the whole day. Wake up with a purpose. Let not the day start aimlessly. It should have a purpose. Let it begin with divinity. With newness, with novelty. Whatever that happened yesterday is gone, is dead now. I no more carry the past. Let the bygones be bygone. Not a trace of yesterday's happenings contaminate my today. I begin anew with newfangled newness. A spiritual purpose, a higher purpose. Wake up with the thought, I am soul. Wake up with the thought, I need to meet. My beloved, I need to rush back to my home. The home is calling me. Create a spiritual nostalgia. I have to go back. Enough is enough. Time is short and time is around. I have to go back. Rush. This purpose is important. So, Amrit Vela is the very foundation of the day. If morning becomes powerful, the day will become powerful. And Amrit Vela is not just for sitting and doing meditation. It is for planning also. It is the foundation on which the edifice of life is built. So, thinking, planning, writing, churning, reviewing the life, the happenings, thinking a solution to some long-standing problem, some chronic disease, some psychological malady, some disturbance, some distraction. Learning some skill, you know, in the world of singing, it is said that the singer, the morning is very important for a singer. They record most of the songs only in the morning. Why? Because the morning voice is fresh. The morning voice is untired. By evening, the voice gets tired. Even if they have to sing, then they will enter into silence for a few hours. So this morning is also to learn new skills, to sharpen the intellect, the spiritual acumen. It's like a whetstone. You sharpen it. So morning has got multi-purpose benefits. It is the most productive time, the refreshing time, when the mind is calm and quiet. The second is Murli linking habit. Murli is not just to be read. Whilst I read Murli, I need to think, how can I apply this point throughout the day? If the Murli says, remain detached, in which situations of life I should stay detached? Murli says, stay pure. What are the impure situations of the life? How can I apply this Murli point to life? Life should become a living Murli classroom rather than an isolated department. Whole day is a classroom. Murli is not just the morning session. It is 24/7 live classroom. Murli, life should become a laboratory where we experiment on different points of Murli. We judge, we test, we mix. Just so scientist does research. Life itself should become a Murli research center where we experiment, we find, we realize, we come out with new conclusions. So link the Murli points with life. This is a Murli point. How can I apply it in my department? This is the Murli point. How can I apply it in my interactions? This is the Murli point. How can I apply in different problems of my life? If Murli is not becoming practical, it is not a live Murli, then it is a dead thing. It is a dead scripture. Just as there are so many scriptures already existing in the world, this is yet another added scripture. There are already so many books in the world. This is yet another book in the library of the world then. If I am not making it live, if I am not applying it, if it is not getting translated into action, if it is not pragmatic, it is a dead thing, a cadaver, which I am carrying in on my shoulders, a dead body. It's of no use to me, except that it decorates me. That's it. People might come and say, oh, you speak nicely. You are a scholar. But these appreciations do no good to me. They don't lead to any progress. Rather, they would just inflate my ego. And I do not make any significant progress. So link Murli points with life. The third is write to internalize. When you write, you deepen that sanskar. Writing should become meditation. Every word, every alphabet, when you write, should become a meditation. And how you write, that also tells who you are. There are people who write E like this. They suggest a violent nature. If they can correct their E, their nature will change. So this is handwriting therapy. This is a handwriting therapy. If you can correct some of the alphabets, your nature will change. There was a case in Mumbai. A man killed his mother, cut her into pieces, packed her in a suitcase. And he went outside. The relatives asked, the neighbors, what has happened? We are not seeing your mother. He said, she has gone out to meet her neighbor. And I'm also going. He locked his room and he kept all the chemicals and fragrance so that nobody could identify. A heavy fragrance. The body soaked in some fragrant chemicals, aromas. And he left, room locked. After many, many months, 1 or 2 months, people saw line of ants. And they were intrigued. What is happening? They tried to contact him. He was non-reachable. They broke open the windows, police came, and they found dead body. And then the search started, and he was nabbed from outside India. His letters were seen. He used to write E like this. Extreme anger, extreme violence. So once you correct this, your nature also changes. If you can make it correct, your nature will change. This is one. This is another. Both are correct. But those who write like this, the romance is missing in their life. Love is less. If they can make this, everything will fall in place. There are people who write, but there is a lot of distance between two words. That shows isolation in life. They are lonely. If they can make this distance less, the fulfillment might come back in their life. So this writing should become a beautiful meditation. And automatically, your nature will change. Your intellect will change. When you write some Murli point, you are internalizing that point, that some knowledge turns into sanskar. Knowledge, jnan will turn into a sanskar if you write. This is the beauty of writing. The writing should become thinking meditation, a written meditation, a text meditation, a script meditation, a dialogue meditation. The next is Soman linking methods. Whilst you read Murli, create new Somans from that Murli. If it is written that you should become powerful, convert it into I am powerful. Murli should become, you need to generate Somans from Murli. You know that AI, you give it a prompt, generate an image. So also give a prompt, generate an image, generate a Soman. A new prompt, an innovative prompt. This is also, Murli is also AI. Almighty. And what E? I? Ishwar? Or whatever you call. This is also an AI. This is the father of AI. So generate new Somans from Murli. Anything you can call. You can call intelligence. You can call Ishwar. You can call incorporeal. Anything. So generate new Somans. And the last. Pause and absorb. We had talked about fast reading, speed reading. Speed reading has its own importance, but slow reading is also very important. Read each line, think, reflect, pause. Let it sink. When I read something new, create new creative activities from Murli. Murli should not remain the same dull and drab. Some new activities, some new words, some new somans, some new drills, some new techniques. Murli should become joy. It should not become burden. Why we come to spirituality? Because there is a lot of stress and sorrow in the world. That's why we come to spirituality, and spirituality we come to Murli. But Murli itself has become burden and stress. Now what to do? You have to remember, Murli. You have to pass test. You have to write. People change diet. Why? To feel light. To feel light. But that process of changing diet itself is painful. There is so much struggle involved. The moment you think of shifting from grains to fruits or raw or juices or natural or intermittent or dry fasting or juice fasting or water fasting or anything in the world of diet. Why we want to do this? So that I feel light during meditation. But this process itself is becoming painful. And what is the purpose? The very purpose is defeated. So these are the five tricks today. The first is purpose. You wake up with a purpose. I wake up the very first thought, I am a pure soul. I have to become more pure. My purity is becoming purer and purer. I don't have to see their faults. Practice selective blindness. Selective blindness. I am not here to see their faults. I am here to pick up only virtues. The next is Murli linking. This is Murli. How do I link with my life? Murli and life should not remain two different departments. This fragmented. There are two different kingdoms. They should become one. The boundary should go away. And they should become one. One can go from here to here and can go without any passport. They can move into each other. The Murli is at Murli in morning session and day is day. It has nothing to do with each other. They behave like foreigners. They behave like strangers. Who are you? Who are you? They go in this way. Let them become friend. Let them become friends. Let them hold hand in hand and walk together. So break this compartmentalization, this fragmentation. The next is write. Every day write one paper, one page. Maybe it should take 30 minutes to write, but write very slowly. The writing should become meditation. Just write slogan, just write blessing, essence, question answer. These things. What you see in Madhuban, in that near dining, on that board. If feel as if you have to write that every day. So write that one page every day. And write one in English and second in Hindi. Both languages. If you know other languages, you can. They are even more artistic. Telugu like this and like this. That is even more creative. And especially if you don't know that language, it's better to write. Just copy it and see what happens. It's more creative. Next is Swaman linking. Generate new Swamans from Murli. This is the task we have to do. New Swamans. Mind does not want anything which is old. Mind is thirsty for newness. It wants latest and updated versions. It doesn't want I am soul, I am pure soul, I am master almighty soul. These are gone. It needs something new, something noble, something innovative, something fresh, something fragrant. And the last is pause and absorb technique. Whilst you read, read slowly and think. One line, think. Another line, think. Connect with nature. The different metaphors of nature. The butterfly, the birds, the leaves, the trees. Connect the things of nature with Murli. अंधकार का दीपक शिव मनावा हर चेतना में व्यापक शिव मनावा हर बंधन से मुक्ति शिव मनावा हर तृष्णा की तृप्ति शिव मनावा हर पिंजरे का आकाश शिव मनावा काश
तप की आग
शिव मनाभ,
हर बंधन से मुक्ति
शिव मनाभ,
हर संकल्प की शक्ति
शिव मनाभ,
हर भय का ताबीज
शिव मनाभ,
हर जय का बीज
शिव मनाभ,
हर हृदय का आश्रय
शिव मनाभ,
हर कदम में निश्चय
शिव मनाभ,
हर आंसू की मुस्कान
शिव मनाभ,
हर दिल का गान
शिव मनाभ,
हर अभाव की संपन्नता
शिव मनाभ,
हर संघर्ष की सहजता
मनाभ,
हर पीड़ा की राहत
शिव मनाभ,
हर ऊर्जा की आहट
शिव मनाभ,
हर रोग का इलाज
शिव मनाभ,
हर योग का ताज
शिव मनाभ,
हर शब्द का सार
शिव मनाभ,
हर गली का हार
शिव मनाभ,
हर थकान का विश्राम
शिव मनाभ,
हर सीता का राम
शिव मनाभ,
हर कंठ का जप
शिव मनाभ,
अज पासा एक जप मन मनाभ, हर लहर में शिव का गान मिटा देह का भार, रोम रोम में बसा एक नाम शिव मना।